Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
It's always good to talk to you in our annual Get Ready for How You Can Save Some Money and Get Registered for All the Fun Stuff. We know it's a very stressful time getting this together, getting ready to go to college, Keith. But this weekend, here's a way you can be helped.
Well, and Pat, first of all, talk about who should take advantage of this College Goal Sunday.
And where did this start, the College Goal Sunday? That sounds like it's a catchy thing, and this is but it's a pretty big deal.
Okay, well, great. Thanks for asking the questions. College Goal Sunday is a big deal. It's Indiana's help event to help families and students fill out the financial aid application forms. And it's really designed for anyone who is thinking about going to college next year.
We're not talking about just the kids that are going to be graduating from high school.
Right. It could be those students, high school students, seniors in high school, but it could also be an adult learner, maybe somebody who's looking for a job change. Maybe it's a mom or a dad out there whose kids are in college or past college, and they're thinking, wow, I want to go to college. It's not too late to apply for financial aid, and so that's what this event is for.
Pat, is just about anybody eligible for financial aid?
Yeah, there are some caveats, but almost everyone is eligible for something. The government has designed student loans that assist students who may not demonstrate financial need for grants, and this application is required for all of it, for grants, student loans, work study.
So it knocks it all out in one fell swoop.
Yes. And that's the great thing, is this one short application. It takes about 20 to 25 minutes to fill out. This application covers all the federal aid, state of Indiana grants, as well as institutional funds.
Now, this is happening this coming Sunday at Ivy Tech, but it's not just Ivy Tech. It's the other colleges in Indiana, too. Tell us what time, where, what do you need to bring?
Okay. It starts at 2 o'clock, and we have people come in and just register. They don't need to register in advance. They just come in and sign in. They need to bring their 2015 tax information, which is a new twist this year. In the past, people had to scramble to get last year's taxes done, and that's no longer the case. We're going back to a tax year that's been filed. So 2015 income information, 2015 untaxed income information. We're not alone. There are 40 sites in Indiana this Sunday at 2 o'clock, and people can get more information at collegegoalsunday.org. So if they're in Columbus and they want to know the Columbus site, or they're up in South Bend this weekend, it's going to be a nice weekend, I heard, right? 60 degrees?
Absolutely. Just in honor of your event.
Yeah, so maybe people are going to be traveling. Well, that's no reason to miss this event, because there are College Goal Sunday sites around the entire state.
We're talking, by the way, Pat, it sounds like your radio may be on in the background. We need to turn that off. We're talking with Pat McCafferty, who is the Director of Financial Aid at Ivy Tech. But this is about anybody that might be interested in going to college. And, Pat, if we do this all right, when they leave this Sunday, they will have done all the filing they need to do. And there's a deadline for doing all of this.
The state of Indiana has a deadline of March 10th. And they do expect students to have their applications in by March 10th in order to get state financial aid, which includes the 21st Century Scholars Program. And if people come to College Goal Sunday, I would say 99% of them leave with an application that's been filed and before the deadline.
So they will know whether or not they are eligible for anything?
No, that's they'll have the application filed.
No instant gratification, Keith. You're going to have to wait for the system to work. It's magic. But it's getting filed, because what you don't want to do is get to March 13th and say, well, geez, I missed it by a day.
Exactly. You can still apply for federal aid after that, but state aid programs will be closed to you. So it's really important to get it in by March 10th.
Now, what do I need to bring in order to go through this process? And do I need to be a tax genius and all of that stuff?
Oh, heck no. If you're a high school student, you might want to bring a parent with you. And if you're a parent, you might want to bring your high school student with you. it's
That's
super
fantastic.
Helpful to have both present, but it's not required.
It's a team game.
And actually, because we're using 2015 income information, many people who have had to file a tax return have filed it. So they can use the linking tool within the application itself to go out to the IRS and just pull their data in.
Oh, wow.
So bringing W-2s might be helpful, some untaxed income information. So if you paid child support or you received child support, some of that information would be helpful for 2015. But a lot of people can just use the data retrieval tool inside the FAFSA for their tax information. It's great.
Now, when in addition to what you're talking about, the colleges also have their own scholarships and things like that. So is there an opportunity for me to find out what other opportunities there are for financial aid within a given institution?
Basically, we are just looking at helping people fill out the free application for federal student aid. This really isn't a full financial aid night or a financial aid session where you're going to learn about those things.
Mm-hmm.
But there are professionals from IU, Ivy Tech, IUPUI who are going to be there. And we can point people in the right direction if they have questions.
Now, do I need an appointment for this? Because we know some of these deals you have to. Do I just walk in, knock on the door, we'll take a number, and away we go?
That's exactly right. People will come in just the front doors of Ivy Tech's Connie and Steve Ferguson Academic Building at 200 Daniels Way. They come in, we give them a room number, they go up to a computer lab, and we take care of them.
Plenty of room to park. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff that's happening.
That's right. Free parking, no pre-registration.
Yep, and the whole deal is free. That's the great part of this. It's awesome. Looking to get everybody to get these forms filled out as quickly as possible. And Pat, tell us what time one more time.
2:00 this Sunday, February 12th.
2 p.m. is showtime, and the encore will follow shortly after that. Make sure. Again, Keith, you don't need to go to StubHub to get your tickets here. This is all good and ready to go.
It's great.
And it's for everybody. Let's remember, it doesn't have to be just high school kids. Anybody going to school, anybody can fill these things out. And you fill. And this is the part I love. You fill one form out, and you're into everything, right?
Exactly.
It shoots you right into all the places you need to be. Pat,
you
great
bet.
Job, and I know you've got a very busy Sunday. If people need more information or just tuned in late to this interview, what's the best place they can find information on College Goal Sunday?
College Goal Sunday website, which is collegegoalsunday.org, or they can call the Ivy Tech Financial Aid Office at 812-330-6160.
And ask for Keith. That's all we always
no,
do.
No.
Yeah, ask for Keith. That's great.
He'll walk you down the hall. He'll show you exactly.
Tell you where Pat's office is.
That's right.
Hey, don't confuse my staff now.
That's exactly right. Pat, great job as always, and best of luck coming up this Sunday.
Thank you so much.